So I walk up and I see it's Roger Clemens in the middle of this media gangbang. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I hurriedly just kind of get my microphone out and I get ready, get in position. I said, I've got to do this because I wasn't planning on doing 1920s reporter guy at all. So anyway, I walk up to the clubhouse and there's this media gangbang going on. And you're going to hear, I've got two cuts. You're going to first hear my initial attempt. And you might hear a fairly familiar voice asking questions of the Rocket.
All right.
My position as far as being ready to, ready to work.
What's it like being opening day and not being up?
It's great. I get to see a lot of burnt orange, I guess, today. So I'm looking forward to it.
Champ, are you going to stay here in Big D for a long time after the show?
What's that? Where you heading? Going down the field?
And he walks away.
Champ, are you going to stay here a long time after the show?
The show?
Well, in 1920s talk, that means the game.
Ah. You said listen for a familiar voice. What were you referring to?
The member of the media who asked that question was Grego. I ran into Grego in the media in the middle media gangbang.
That was Grego?
That was Grego who asked the question.
I didn't recognize it.
Was that Grego asking him if it's exciting to be at opening day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Boy, good question, Greg.
That's the hard line.
So anyway.
No, it sucks to be an opening day.
So anyway, he immediately is walking away, and the gangbang disperses.
Is it cool to breathe? Okay, go ahead.
The gangbang disperses, and Roger goes over and starts talking to a buddy of his. And there's just a few cameramen sticking around.
So when you said that.
You know what?
Hold on. When you said that, yeah. Did he totally ignore you?
Totally ignore me. Didn't look at me. Didn't acknowledge me at all. He just walked over to his buddy and started talking to him.
So you were the ender of the...
Oh, yeah. And everybody left. Like cockroaches when you turn on the light. Everybody scattered.
Were real media upset with you?
I could have sworn I heard somebody say, what's going on at the end of that?
Yeah, maybe. They were, I didn't notice it because I was focusing on Roger. I didn't notice the rest of the media. So he goes over to his buddy. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll stick around on the off chance he's going to be available. I'll stick around, see what happens. He brings a security guard over. I'm thinking, oh, I'm screwed. And then he does the whole cell phone thing. He pulls the cell phone up to his ear. As he's talking to his friend, he's also talking to people on the cell phone. So I'm thinking, there's just no way. No way at all. But then the security guard walks away. And then I can tell his conversation with his buddies wrapping up. So I'm thinking, okay.
This really is
Scoops. We are going to get a shot at this.
This is really Scoops Callahan for the scoop.
So are we talking now a one-on-one interface? This isn't a gangbang anymore?
All we've got around are a few cameramen. There's one TV reporter that's still hanging around. But there's cameramen and then me standing about 3 feet from Clemens as he's wrapping up his conversation with his buddy. And then this is what happens. Champ, quick question about UT football. Champ, do you think Mac Brown and the boys have the stuff to bring another title to Austintown?
Man, I want your energy. That's what I want.
That's right. Scoops Callahan, Roger.
Yeah, I understand, brother. Yeah, I think I'm as interested as anyone about the quarterback situation. And I think tomorrow night I get it down in Houston. I catch a pitch from Vince. So we'll see what kind of arm he's got with that little round ball.
Well, thank you, Roger. You're the bee's knees and the cat's meow all rolled into one.
What did he say?
He just walked away. He finished his answer, and then he started to walk away. Thank you, champ.
All right, we might need the finale of the Roger Clemens 1920s reporter guy. Just one more time, please.
Champ, quick question about UT football. Champ, do you think Mac Brown and the boys have the stuff to bring another title to Austintown?
Man, I want your energy. That's what I want.
That's right. Scoops Callahan, Roger.
I understand, brother. Yeah.
Still smiling.
I think I'm as interested as anyone about the quarterback situation. And I think tomorrow night I get it down in Houston. I catch a pitch from Vince. So we'll see what kind of arm he's got with that little round ball.
Well, thank you, Roger. You're the bee's knees and the cat's meow all rolled into one.